In the art world, with many so-called group shows, where the exhibit is drawn from a large group of artists, the thread that draws the show together is the juror. The juror pores over a wide variety of submissions and selects a cohesive group of fine and unique work. The juror's vision is one of the main factors that makes this and every nude show by the Lexington Art League unique. Ebony Patterson is assistant professor of art at UK and originally from Jamaica. Being exposed to art forms from all over the world gives Patterson a slightly different vision than other previous shows. She pulled together 40 pieces of art from the over 600 submissions for this year's exhibit. Amber Scott from the Art League reaffirms the importance of the juror for this particular show.
The thread for all these pieces is definitely the juror's influence, and she's put together a really lovely show. A lot of different things with the themes that the body and figure art represent. So there's some stuff that's quite traditional, you know, it's just a figure portrait, and then there's others that's a little bit more multifaceted, a little bit more troubling, a little bit more titillating, a little bit more... It's definitely a lot of pieces in the exhibition that itch that part of your brain, that lizard primal part that makes us fascinated with the nude and has since, you know, we became human. You know, the nude is in art all the way back to biblical paintings. The nude is there and it continues, and I don't think it's going anywhere. As long as we're humans and we're fascinated with ourselves, I don't think the nude is going anywhere.
Ebony Patterson and some of the artists are scheduled to be in attendance as the Nude, Self, and Others exhibit rolls out next Friday evening at the Loudon House in downtown Lexington. Another special feature of the night is the opening of another show running concurrent with the Nude exhibit. This one features the mother-daughter-sister exhibit of Louisville-based artist Gayla Irwin. The Art League's Amber Scott says that not only does Irwin's My Mother, My Sister, Myself exhibit offer a perfect complement to the nude, but it has a deep and touching story that provides an emotional contrast to the art of the naked body. Irwin's exhibit features portraits of her mother in combination with the artist and her sister, or alone, and made over a period of time of increasing mental distance due to her mother's advancing dementia. The idea to create such an intimate show of a family struggling with mental decline came to Irwin as she became increasingly more responsible for being her mother's caretaker.
She had to go visit her mother as her condition was worsening, and she started taking photographs of her and really came to terms with what was happening with her illness and sort of how her mother was changing and evolving, and then created portraits out of that. It was a way for her to connect with her mother as well, because her mother had sort of an understanding that when she was sitting for a portrait or she was sitting to have a photo done, that she was in some way helping her daughter or could experience a connection, even though maybe intellectually she couldn't fully comprehend what was going on.
The feeling that Irwin's mother was somehow helping her daughter, even though the lines of communication were disintegrating, was not only the start of this new chapter of their life, but also the birth of this show of art. I asked Amber Scott from the Art League whether this exhibit depicts the physical decline involved with the progression of the disease, or just what is it trying to represent?
I think it's less about the physical manifestations of dementia, and it's more about the relationship evolving and sort of gaining access to this person that you've known deeply and intimately, and suddenly you can't access that part of them anymore. So she found a new way. She decided to, you know, use her art as a point of access for redefining what that relationship with her mother looks like. And it's not, you know, what she may have had in her memory, but this is the reality of the, you know, of life, is that your relationship with your parent changes. And if a brain disease takes them from you, or that part of them that you knew, or if you have to then become the caretaker, the roles shift. And I think that Gayla has done a really beautiful job of sort of showing it as it is.
Amber Scott of the Lexington Art League speaking with Arts Weekly's Roger Duvall. The opening reception for the 27th annual Nude Show is next Friday evening at the Loudon House. For more information about the exhibit and associated activities, the Art League is online at lexingtonartleague.org.